Okay, if there ever was a passage in Scripture that people probably inherently think, well, that doesn't apply to me, it's this one. How can Jesus say, my yoke is easy, my burden light? I bet you every one of us here, and most of our good Catholics are way in the back, you can't see them, and most of you watching the live stream would be able to come forward and give 100, if not 1,000 reasons why the yoke is not easy and the burden is not light. Suffering is a mystery that we will not fully understand till it is revealed to us at the general judgment of God's entire plan of salvation. But there's an answer in this passage that I want to share with you that completely caused me to re-understand it in a totally different way. And I want to share that with you from a great Monsignor that I used to know. You know, Jesus says, my yoke is easy. The word easy in Greek, remember, the scriptures are written in Greek, is krestos. Krestos, which means well-fitting. Easy means well-fitting. In Palestine, the yokes, which were put over the shoulders of the oxen, were made of wood. And believe it or not, just like you get a suit and they measure your shoulders to tailor fit it, measurements were taken of the ox. And the yoke was carefully adjusted and tailor-made to fit the ox. Interesting. Now, there's actually a tradition that says this is what Jesus made as a carpenter. Because it said Jesus was a carpenter, learned his skill from Joseph. Small t tradition says this is what Jesus made as a carpenter. He used to make yokes for the oxen when he was in Galilee. Now, when you hear this passage, think about this for a moment. The church fathers tell us what Jesus is really saying here is this. The life I give you is not a burden to hurt you. Your task and your challenge is tailor-made and measured to fit you. Wow. That's interesting. Whatever God sends us is made to fit our needs and our abilities exactly. It may not seem like it. It may not appear like it. But remember, Jesus, and this is one of the hardest things to accept in the gospel, will never give us more than we can handle. I'm sure some of you are saying, Father, that's easy for you to say. No, it isn't. I'm carrying some weights on my shoulders right now that are very difficult. But when I see the weight on some other people's shoulders, I can see where God put a limit. Remember, God says, Jesus says, my grace is sufficient for you. Does that make it easy? No. Does it mean it's possible? Yes. But you're not going to do it without him. By yourself, it is impossible. For all things are possible with God. But trying to do it ourselves? No way. You try to plow that field by yourself? No way. This is why we put oxen in teams of two. What do I mean by that? God will give us always assistance. But he gives us a load on our shoulders, as I said, that are tailored for us. Well, that's pretty mean, Father. No, they're actually tailored for your sanctification and your salvation. If you persevere in the task God gives you to do, you will have eternal life. You know, when I see handicapped people like Chris from Pittsfield up near us, crippled people, when I see parents of special needs children, I realize God didn't give me that because he knew I'm not strong enough. I wouldn't be strong enough to handle that. He didn't give it to me. But if God did give you a challenge on your shoulders, it's because he knows that with his grace, you can hold on. Don't give up. Don't give up. I love my sister more than anything in this world. She's the perfect example of a Christian. It has become a lot of weight on her shoulders with my mom. Thank you for all the prayers for my mom. I haven't brought her up in a while, but you guys keep writing about prayers for her, and I wanted to say thank you because we've had some relapses and there's been some quite a bit, and I may have to go home again, so I ask for your prayers. And that weight that's on the family in your prayers are the grace that God promises will help get us through. And so be assured of our prayers for you in the difficult times that you are facing in your life. You know, these special needs parents and crippled, these are special friends of Jesus. You know, the saints tell us the closer we are to Jesus, the bigger share of his cross we will get. Kind of like, gee, thanks, Jesus. I remember St. Teresa of Avila when she fell in the mud and she got banged up and she said, God, or Jesus, why do you treat your friends, or why did you do this? Why did you let this happen? He said, this is how I treat all my friends. She said, no wonder you have so few of them. But he gave her the grace. The challenge he gives us, the weight on our shoulders, is meant to be carried in love. And love makes even the heaviest burden light. What do I mean by that? All right, let's go back to the oxen here for a minute. When training a new oxen back in first century Palestine, farmers would yoke it to an older, more experienced ox. So you always had a team of two. And the old, experienced ox bore all the burden. He carried the weight. And he guided the young ox through the learning process. How to not get ahead of himself. How to position the yoke so that it didn't put so much pressure on the shoulders. This is kind of amazing when you think about it. This is what we should do. Who should you be yoked to? Jesus. If your yoke is hard and your burden is heavy, then it isn't Jesus's yoke and burden. It isn't his. If your yoke is hard, you aren't letting him bear it with you. Remember, Jesus said clearly, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, not yours. In other words, he's saying, give it to me. It's easy for me. It's light on me. He's not saying it's light on you. And that was an epiphany for me. That was when I woke up to this passage sitting in seminary class. This is why I feel a grace given the chance to bring you back to seminary with me every Saturday, is because I'm sitting there Saturday in seminary class in scripture going, my gosh, I never saw that before. The burden is heavy and it's not light when it's us trying to shoulder it. But Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden light. Yoke with him like the two ox, go forward with him in everything you do, and he will shoulder that burden. That's the whole message here. It's easy for him if we give it to him. This is the meaning of surrender. This is the meaning. Lord, I can't do it on my own. I need you. You know, the word labor implies things we take upon ourselves. But the word burdened means what we let others place upon our shoulders. Now, in regard to our weak human nature, these things would be a very heavy yoke. Right? These things would be very heavy, yet the grace of God makes it easier and lighter because our Lord himself helps us bear that weight as being yoked to him, again, if we let him. That's the key. You know what? You've heard me say before, angels and man, who was created higher? The angels or man? Who's superior? Well, by nature, the angels are created higher than man. They're stronger than us in their in many capacities. They don't get sick. They don't experience constraints of space and time. They have a superior intellect. By nature, the angels are created higher than us. But by grace of the incarnation and the Immaculate Conception, man was elevated above the angel by grace. So man was lifted up. By God, we are lifted up, and this helps us to be his children, like a father or a mother lifts up a child and places them in their arms. But the child has a choice of going like this and letting mom and dad lift them up, or screaming and fitting and running away. Which child are we? That's the question. Let yourself be lifted up. Jesus' yoke is not lighter because he demands less of us. No, he demands a lot of us. It's not lighter because he demands less or because we won't face any trials. Everyone here is facing some kind of emotional, spiritual, or physical trial. It is lighter only because Jesus will bear that load for us. Again, the key, if we let him. The meaning of surrender. And you know what? When I do my morning prayer each day, I always pray, Lord, let me trust you more so that I can surrender. There's two sides to that. I feel that before anybody surrenders to somebody else, they got to trust them. If I'm going to count on you to lead me and be my yoke next to me, I gotta trust you. If I'm going to follow you, I gotta trust you. So this is why the key to the entire Bible and the diary of Saint Faustina is trust. Jesus, I trust in you. And what is trust? Accepting the help God gives you. Trust means if you offer me something and I trust you, I'm going to accept it. What does God give us? He gives us Mary. He gives us the church. He gives us divine mercy. This is all the help a loving father can give. Do we accept it? If we trust him, we will. And then we can surrender. See how all this is tied together? That's the meaning of trust. This help is best seen in divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you.
Hello, I'm Father Thaddeus Langton of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception, and I'm excited to let you know about my new podcast with Father Timothy Childers called Keeping It Marian. To access the podcast, simply visit divinemercyplus.org or search Keeping It Marian on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or on whatever podcast platform you prefer. I want to share with you the riches of the charism of the Marian Fathers, which is the mystery of the Immaculate Conception, how it touches our lives as consecrated priests and religious, and how this mystery can bear fruit in your life, especially by keeping the Word of God and pondering it in our hearts in imitation of our Blessed Mother. I hope you'll join us. Again, it's called Keeping It Marian. Thank you, and God bless you.
Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.